This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the building. What's today's date, white daughter?
13th.
The 13th. Valentine's week. Valentine's.
It's so much. Today's
and I
Valentine's.
Said times. I didn't say times. Because white people always like this. Black people say Valentine.
We do say that about you.
And you know what else we say? We say kill whitey.
Okay.
We say that a lot, too. We pronounce that correctly.
It's not as good of a meme.
It's also my mother's birthday, so I want to give a shout to my mother. Aww. Rest it in heaven. It's her birthday. That's how I got away from it. Not buying girl stuff. Oh, it's that I spend all my money on my mother because it's her birthday. And they'd be like this, oh, that's so sweet. Then they talk to my mother and he ain't give me nothing. That nigga ain't give me shit. We got a packed house in here. This looks like the cast of the real world 20 years later. If they fell in a bat of acid. No, that's not it off. Go ahead, Iris.
Hi.
Hey, say hi to some people. Introduce
hi,
yourself.
Hi, my name is Iris Farr. Spelled like Iris.
Yeah, I'd say Iris.
Consciously? Yeah, Iris. Okay. I'm just saying.
Okay, where are you from originally?
The Bronx.
Okay, and your parents?
Israeli.
Okay, so that's Israeli pronunciation?
Yeah.
White daughter, jump on this.
We did an
impression of her mother.
I am Karen.
Hi, Karen.
And she was like, hi, I'm Iris.
If it happens off mic, it didn't happen.
All right. What's up,
and you are Sherrod.
Sherrod, yes.
Sherrod.
Remember that about me grabbing your
Israeli
dick, girls.
Did you? Are they bitchy in bed?
I had no, Israeli girls are pretty, no, they kind of bitchy out of bed, too.
Out of bed, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, bitchy in bed,
are they sexy as hell?
Yeah, they are. We are. I want to take ownership.
We do.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Gigi?
Hi. I'm Ari.
I'm going to punch in her adorable face.
Yeah. Just Ari.
Okay. Tell them you're a comic. These people don't know you.
I'm a new comic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally now?
Beijing.
Hell yeah.
Beijing what? Queens?
China.
Flushing, Queens?
No, like, born there, but then, like, my family moved to Flushing when I was like 5 months old.
So I nailed it. I knew Flushing was the location.
Yeah.
That was just off the top of the dome.
You're racist.
I know where y'all live. I'm from this city.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know where I go to get the best Walkmans where I used to steal them back in the day. Either Brooklyn Tech, outside of Brooklyn Tech, or you go to Flushing. Get yourself to go. They have the two-sided Walkman.
But you got to tell them where you're going to, where the smart kids is at.
Thank you.
Because you know they got the best technology.
Petey gets it.
And you take it because
they're
can't
stealing
them,
themselves. Not building them.
Don't matter. They got the best.
They got the best ones. They know how to pick them.
They know what they get. Panasonic.
Introduce yourself, Pete.
Auto reverse. Auto reverse. You was balling. You kept it in your pocket. You was vibing. Panasonic.
Fuck, auto reverse, man.
It meant everything.
No, it's your boy, man. Petey Diabru.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The whole hood. You know what I'm saying? We here with the family. You know, I didn't ever knew you was from the Bronx.
Yep.
One. How I know you when you didn't tell us the first thing you supposed to lead off.
I know, yes. You're right. But then they go where? And I go Riverdale. They go, you're not from the Bronx.
But still, it's the same water.
Yeah,
same tap water.
Same tap.
Same tap water as Fat Joe. Fat Joe has the same tap.
Yeah. Yeah.
All Bronx niggas.
Crack house shit.
Welcome to the show,
y'all,
mate.
Too. Y'all got the fucked up tap.
Oh, in Brooklyn?
Yeah,
we got some. But we ain't Flint, Michigan, nigga. We still New York got good water.
Yeah, it was champagne.
Gino, go ahead now.
Hey, Gino Visconti, first time, long time.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's great to be around Race Wars, and I'm ready to win some money. Mostly the money back that these two colored guys took from me. I'd like to win that back.
He's just a wop falling down a flight of stairs, ain't he?
Wow. Wow, we're starting off.
Gino, welcome.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, buddy. Love you.
How's Kumia doing, nigga?
He's doing great. He said the same thing.
Well,
the last word.
I know he did.
He's doing really well. The network's a blast. You got to come by sometime.
Oh, yeah, I come out all the time.
I've been on the morning show a lot.
I've done Anthony's show. I've done the morning show, Bill's show.
You haven't done In Hot Water, which airs every day, 9 to 10.
What time? Yeah, 9 a.m.? What kind of foolish comedian
show? I tried to get Sherrod in the studio at 1. He's like, no, not in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm like, since when is 1 the fucking morning?
When it does not pay.
Bill and Joanne have a show at 10:30. Bill Schultz, Joanne's Cove Morning. And they're like, yeah, Sherrod's in today. Sure he is.
Yeah.
I've done, first of all, I did Bill's pilot show. I did a bunch of Bill shows over there.
Great, dude.
I mean, how many shows can I do? It's only one Sherrod.
We got to get there. We have that early morning slot, but we like it. We get to be stupid.
9 a.m. I don't know how you get there.
I just
are you stupid? We all wonder.
Do you sleep there?
Oh, I haven't missed a show. Except for the one when my aunt died. Cancer.
GoFundMe.
But no, it's just like, I was telling Iris, it's like autopilot.
You know cancer is what he called his knife that he stabbed him with.
He killed his aunt. I'm trying to... whole thing.
Still mad for this motherfucker.
You just get on autopilot. You know what I mean? It's like, I sleep all during the days now.
Yeah. I wake up at 5 a.m. every fucking day. Yeah. It's my body clock. Even when my kids not with me, my kids with my ex, I'm like, stoink. I'm like, what the fuck?
And then I'm about to say, you got kids, you wire differently.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. But I go to bed too late. I go to bed at 1 a.m.
Still, you
wire. That's just stupid.
You wire.
I wake up at 5:30. The sun comes over the dashboard of the car.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Gino. I know this has been your favorite 2 weeks because there's been a lot of blackface going on. I know you've just been high-fiving yourself in the mirror, huh, nigga?
Two cops got in trouble in Louisiana for wearing blackface like 30 years ago in a sting.
Because they're pulling them up.
Yeah, they
pulling
all up. They were in a sting operation.
Wait, they were in a sting operation?
They were in a sting operation.
That's how they went undercover?
And a photo popped up of them.
They should be fired.
No one will know.
No, they
came in here like this. What's up, job turkeys?
Hey, brother.
Y'all got cocaine?
Hey,
job turkeys?
That was it.
Hey, we feel ready. It's like, Jesus Christ.
They're crazy.
What was that neighbor on the Jeffersons? What's the name of the neighbor on the Jeffersons?
Willis?
No.
Mr.
Bentley.
Ralph. Bentley. Bentley.
Bentley? Yeah. I feel like that was just a Bentley move. Right?
Mr. Bentley.
Yeah.
Did he blackface it before?
No, I feel like he would, though.
Yeah, I bet he could.
It would be like an episode. Back in the day, that would be like an appropriate episode.
Yeah, it would have been a wacky, zany.
Yeah, like,
Bentley, what the hell you doing? Like,
yeah.
That ain't right.
Yeah. Still one of the best shows ever on TV.
Louise!
So how do you feel about all of it, though, Gino?
What's that?
Pro, con.
Pro con what?
Blackface, motherfucker.
Black people voting or blackface? What? Like
first of all, you don't vote. Gino ain't vote ever.
I have no problem with anything. I've said this. I just think people
talk politics, but you ain't out there voting.
I don't know. Please, I voted to let the rabbit have tricks. I think that was the last time I voted for something.
Okay.
I really don't care. I mean it. Like, I think people are so uptight about race and religion now, when really it's like, when you're interacting with people, that's all it is. But people give power to words that they shouldn't.
That was literally not the question. Blackface, yes or no?
I have no problem with blackface.
How just a wop falling out of
blackface. I have no problem with blackface. Jimmy Kimmel did blackface.
You got to be careful here. Listen, we talked about it on Race Wars before.
Sure.
Like a week or so ago, that the difference between blackface and white people dressing up as black people. Because there's a difference.
Right.
So saying you for blackface, that's not good.
Right.
Because that's the minstrel fucking making fun of black people, just generalizing black people.
Right.
But dressing up as a black person, like a Michael Jackson or a Curtis Blow and Ada
But
Bo,
even that, I feel like...
It still can be racist, but it's less of a... It's not the same thing.
It's a clothing. It's a garment. Like, if a white dude got on the dashiki, I'm like... You know, Wakanda.
Because it's
Wakanda. You Wakanda. You doing your thing.
Well, I gotta say,
that might be the title.
Can I ask you a question? Like Jew asking what's appropriate? But I was walking in D.C. in the street market, and they had this amazing clothing from Africa. And I'm like, can I buy it? Do I not buy it if I wear this beautiful? You know what I mean? I'm like, am I gonna get shit for being like I don't know what to do. I really wanted
shit.
To buy it.
You
know
what?
Because it was really beautiful.
You can buy it and
you
get
rock
shit.
That. We all do it. I appropriate. This shit ain't for me. This shit is no worries.
I didn't buy it. I'm like, I don't
want to
fucking,
you know. Listen,
you can buy it, but you got to sleep in it. Don't wear it outside.
Okay.
Don't be sporting it around like you're fucking in an Eddie Murphy movie.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Is that true? Is that the rules? No, you can
listen,
support
I have
it.
A,
you bought it. You can support. You're supporting local black businesses. And
that ain't the truth.
Yeah.
I have a mezuzah. I have a mezuzah on my door.
Okay.
On my door.
Yo.
My Jewish neighbors sometimes look at me like that.
Oh.
Yo.
We do that, though.
They look at the door like, who's in there with you?
We do that.
That's really funny.
Yo, I went to Jared's crib today, and he didn't have one, but someone on the way to his apartment had one, and I was like, yo, where's the mezuzah, son? Like, when
you gotta have a mezuzah.
Son, I know about the lingo, and you rub it on them. You ever just rub a mezuzah?
Oh, always.
And you don't break eye contact with whoever's in the hallway, you just rub a mezuzah like, yeah.
Kate's been rubbing her mezuzah for 2.5 years now.
We go, mezuzah.
We have a really, really big mezuzah on our door.
How?
How big?
It's like the size of a flute.
All the scrolls.
It's the entire door, yeah.
All the scrolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Biggest that's
scrolls.
A lot of luck.
Yeah, a lot of scrolls.
That's some greedy Jews in there taking all my luck.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Scrolls.
Let's see if there's enough mezuzah juice for everybody inside. See, if you have a small mezuzah, it's...
Yo, the smaller the mezuzah, the bigger
like
the wallet.
Tiny font. Hey. Tiny font.
What?
Funny.
Why does this always turns back to Jew stuff?
This is it.
Now, have you been back to Israel recently?
About a year ago.
Okay, took the kids?
My kid, one kid.
One
yeah.
kid, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He was born in Israel.
Was you in the army?
Stop bragging, first of all. He was born in Israel.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
Jews
saying,
always trying to put
back,
other Jews on
kid.
Deck. Yeah, man. It's like, you're down there, you were born. We're in Brooklyn. He was born in the Holy Land. So was this
chosen.
Dumb.
I was. We're chosen.
Worst, to make it about worst me. Birthing experience. Just a lot of angry Israeli and Russian nurses screaming at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
Now, were we talking Russian like asylum Jews? Went there? Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, well, there was a big. There was a lot of. There was a big Russian immigration to Israel, but they were all like scientists and like brilliant people. And then they came to Israel and they're like, "You're a janitor now," and they're all like really angry and bitter.
So they treat them like we treat Africans here. Make them drive a cab.
No, they're actually Africans in Israel. That yeah. There's a lot of African immigrants in Israel,
drive
too.
The
oh, yeah, and they get mistreated over there. We talked about that before on the show as well.
I mean, there's a lot of disenfranchised Bedouins. There's a whole disenfranchised thing. But we're good people. We're good people.
Yo, a lot of people don't
Israel.
Know. Can I tell y'all? A lot of people don't. I'm Jewish, actually. A lot of people don't know that.
I don't know that.
By what? Through what?
His mother's Jewish. That's how it works.
No, no, no. I'm Sephardic.
Really?
Sephardic, yeah. My last name. Sephardic.
Yeah. Diabru?
Yeah, that's from the south side.
I'm a little Sephardic, but I had Taco Bell on the way.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, we Sephardics, man. Jesus. You know, the Ancestry.com. It don't really say, like, it don't say Jewish on Ancestry.com. It just say white.
Okay.
But oh,
mine said Jew.
It said Jewish?
It said Jew.
It did
said,
it yell at you?
I paid all this money and it said, you're a European Jew. I'm like, really? That's all the fuck you could tell me? Yeah. And I had 1% Finnish and some Neanderthal.
I'm lying.
Oh, you got some thaw in you?
I got some thaw, man.
You got
everybody,
some thaw?
I got some thaw.
So everybody ain't got no thaw.
I can make tools.
Well, not everybody has thaw. Neanderthal. But it was they got fucked to death.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Neanderthals, they died out, but they did get fucked.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
You're looking some at the true and living Neanderthal that you ever seen in your life.
Some people don't have
fucking Gino is in the air. Look at fucking Gino. This is a Neanderthal.
He's tall.
Look at
Sharon.
Yo, we're there. What are you talking about? We survived.
That's my point.
I got no thaw
in me. Oh, y'all. Yeah, okay, okay.
I got zero thaw in me. I got zero thaw.
You don't know.
I'm all Homo sapien. I already checked.
You don't know. You already
Homo erectus,
it's all white people. It's all white. Mostly white people got thaw in them.
From the Caucasus Mountains?
From the Caucasus Mountains. You sound like an X-Clan album.
Sissies.
With the key. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green with the key. Sissies.
Wow.
I'm too young.
It was the best time in hip hop, I gotta say.
I'm way too young.
I gotta say.
I'm way too young. Is that what you said? Yeah. I wish I could say that about a lot of
people.
But nah, Neanderthals, B, I'm definitely no. Some my shit is like, I'm too strong. If I wasn't a Neanderthal, I'd be dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Too much pain. If only Neanderthals could handle this type of shit. You fucking kidding me?
I don't think a Neanderthal.
You're a fucking. Look at the fucking Gino's
face. I
don't
think a Neanderthal would smoke a vape pen.
I'm an enhanced, upgraded Neanderthal. Come on,
he's
man.
He's a Jewish Neanderthal.
Yeah, we've evolved.
I respect that. I respect it.
DNA. Yeah.
Now, I saw your boy. I know Gino, you don't vote, but you do love Trump.
Oh, I got no problem with Trump.
No, no.
That's such a political way.
That's not what I said. I said you love him.
I don't.
You don't have a problem with herpes, nigga, but you love Trump.
I don't love Trump as much as I've just had it with Hillary Clinton. So I lean.
You voted for Trump or you didn't vote?
He didn't vote.
I didn't vote. He nailed it.
Okay. Okay. Please. Okay.
You think he's going to go out of his way?
Yeah. No, no. Show up, roll up to the booth.
No.
Yeah, that's what I do, yo.
But what you see, he didn't get his wall. He tried to get $5.6 billion.
The wall's ridiculous. And that,
okay, break it down. Why you ain't into the wall?
This is how much I know. Like when he was talking about the wall, I'm like, is he really going to try and build the wall? But I guess he is. He's threatening to shut down the government again.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes a difference. I really don't.
Definitely not. And they said that El Chapo, his business is still booming, and his brother's running it now.
Yeah.
And the drugs are still flowing in. Yeah, he's like, brother, even though exactly the brother's running it. I'm like, great.
I drugs ain't going
nowhere. But and let me ask you this. Now, I'm asking, not telling, because I'm like, but he used that as a political move to get the really crazy conservative to get that vote, right? Like, oh, my God. So it worked. You know who did a shitty job in the election? Hillary Clinton. She's garbage.
Yeah, I'm not even
talking
about
Hillary. She's an entitled...
Hillary's long gone. Yeah. Let her be gone.
But she screwed up the entire Democratic Party.
But listen, the Democratic Party screwed itself. No, they didn't need her to do it.
How many women are running now? Seven? Going to be great. You know, well, they get along.
I like Cory Booker, but he doesn't have a chance.
He's the worst. No, he's the worst. He's so extra. Cory Booker's so extra. Did you see during
Wasn't he the lead singer of In Living Color?
No.
I'm too young.
This is your go-to. I just love it.
This is too much for how young I am. During the Kavanaugh hearings, when he was like, I must say something, and they're like, yes, Cory Booker. And he was like, at the risk of never working again. I'm like, all right.
Boy.
And I might be fired and never rehired. Like, you were elected, but that's okay. I will fall on the sword. It was like to show an email. So I mean, this should, I must make this data known. It was like this whole fucking thing. It was this whole setup thing.
He was
Oh my God. He doesn't get my vote for that.
Mm-hmm. Is he the one that's rumored to be gay? Seriously.
They're all rumored to be gay.
No, he's not gay.
Who's not fucking up there?
We dated some of the same girls.
I heard he was.
Yeah. No, he's not gay.
I heard he's banging whatchamacallit now. Rosario Dawson. Yeah.
He is?
See, I got politics going, yo.
She's hot.
True.
What's her name? She dating
Ryan Gosling? That's Eva Mendes.
Yeah, it's not Cory
Booker. No. Well, first of all, she was dating Andre, fucking
Eric Andre.
Eric Andre. They still live together, so I don't think that's
Well, maybe they're polyamorous. You never know.
You must not doubt
it. Yo, mad people be fucking, bro. You know how it goes.
Mad people.
You be sucking on
that's
lips.
Petey's memoir.
You suck on them lips for no reason. You
not even
tight. Tight. You in tight quarters with mine. You like, you know when the pheromones and the hormones is just like radiating?
Okay.
You don't know what's going to happen.
So anything can pop off?
Yeah. You're not too young for that. Everybody knows.
It's a vibe.
Everybody be fucking.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Why don't you say yo after that so it looks like others?
How do we get from the wall to everybody be fucking?
Because you swung it this way. That's all I can relate with. Oh, I didn't know who Cory Booker was. I was like waiting for the opening.
I fucking love
That's
it.
That's why I'm here. You alley-ooped it. It came around and I was
And you put it in. You put it in.
We fucking.
Listen, first of all, is a lot of people on the Democratic side trying to run for president now.
Yes, many.
I don't think, personally, from where it's standing right now, I don't think anybody got a chance to beat Trump. Not
Trump
on
must
that
be
side.
So
No, I think
excited.
You're right. I think you're 100% right.
I bet he nicknamed everybody already. He must be so excited.
He's
I
think
he's, maybe
names.
He's good with the nicknames, though. He's good with the catchy hooks. Like, you should work an ad. You know what I mean? It's like, lazy this and stinky that.
Your boy
Jordan this.
How does it stick?
Your boy Bronson told me, ask him next time you see him, there's a book, and because I don't pay attention, but he said, that works.
It does work.
You give them a nickname. Yeah. People remember it, and then they're branded as that.
Was it Dirty Hillary? Was that the one?
Dirty,
Crooked Hillary. Thank you.
Which is a beautiful geometric image. You know what I mean? It actually creates an image in your head, and I'm imagining her doing like Kabuki.
Picasso face. Yeah.
What do you call Jeb? He went at Jeb too.
Low energy Jeb.
Low energy Jeb.
That was a bad one.
Yes.
It stuck, but we all know it.
It stuck.
It's not bad.
I don't know if it stuck though.
No, it stuck because the next time we saw Jeb, that son of a bitch was trying to dance.
He was like a turtle.
So it was in his head.
Lethargic Jeb.
It was all in his head. He out there trying to do the running man. Nigga, you lost.
That's so funny.
That's
like when Howard Dean like lost the, you know, his chance. He was like, like fucking
state to state shit. He was yelling.
Yeah.
But a lot of women running. Is it time for a woman president? G, get in here. Yeah. Act like your microphone worked. You better give me a good Asian answer too.
Well, is your white politics so like? Asians stay out of it.
Yeah, Asians pretty much stay quiet in it. They still vote because they sneaky people, but they don't. You don't see them yelling. You don't see them yelling at a fucking rally.
Yeah, no.
Don't you see the ABCs doing that? You know what the ABCs are?
Yeah.
American-born Chinese.
Yeah, we don't say that anymore.
I thought you was going to say Asians, blacks, and crackers.
American-born Chinese. I learned that from Chinese people.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Because that's how they separate each other.
Have you got Chinese friends?
I wouldn't say friends.
Translation. He learned that while he was.
I would say delivery.
He learned that while he was getting a massage. That's what that means.
Yo, Japanese people don't deliver shit. They too high post. That's for the fucking, you know, everybody else that's under them.
Yeah, Japanese restaurants have Mexican delivery guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Everybody, everywhere.
That's who we are.
Not Chinese people, though. Chinese people like this. We can do it all ourselves.
Yeah. They don't outsource.
They don't outsource. Yeah.
No, that's a translation. You want me to rob myself?
When are you hiring a new staff? When the next container ship comes in.
Wow. Not all of them come in the belly of a ship.
Wow.
Some just fly over here, JFK.
And it's like the rest of us. Somebody really liked it in the audience, so fuck it. I'll stand by that joke.
That's funny. I don't know, this is the only country in the world where, like, being female president, like, Israel had female prime minister.
And Golda? Golda was
Golda,
my people's.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it wasn't
but let's not try to throw it around like that's what they do. She was the first and only.
Gouda.
Well, but look,
one and only.
BB's been in power for 96 years,
and
but I'm just
it
saying.
It wasn't a big deal. Like, when there's a female president, there's going to be such a thing. Like, yeah, it was like we had a female prime minister, and it was just like
it
not
was
a
like,
thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And America is the big leagues, let's be for real. No, come on.
Well,
it doesn't matter what happens.
No disrespect, but Israel's the chosen league.
I feel you, but America,
so
America is like the pros, and everyone else is like, you know, you Triple A.
So you saying?
A.
So you saying that they can? Everybody focus.
That's why we.
Petey,
anyway.
So Petey, what are you saying? So they can have a female president, stuff like that, but we are the.
No, we can have it, but we slower because we feel better.
Because you're bigger.
So we like we don't give a fuck. Nah.
So
we
gonna. But what about the UK? The UK had a Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah,
in the 80s.
I mean.
Yeah.
But the US is number one at everything.
Okay,
so,
you said even over them.
Okay.
We the fucking slowest but biggest. We disrespect. It's like New York City. We disrespectful. Yeah. You want to be here.
You're slow because you're big.
We don't give a fuck. New York don't care. That shit is disgusting, but you're like, your dreams are here.
So,
right?
Do you see a female president maybe getting elected in 2020?
Absolutely. I hope so.
Yeah.
Women are better than dudes. I mean, at least I like hanging out with women more
but
than
you
I like
can hope
out
so.
With dudes.
Do you see it happening? Yeah. Because you're saying this country moves slow.
I can't vote, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Why? You a felon?
Vote. Yeah, you know I'm out here. You know my shit ain't real.
Something about punching a cop in 2011?
My shit ain't all the way sealed up, man. You know, so I don't have the same liberties, but you know I'll be rooting.
Oh,
I'll be rooting for shit on the sidelines. Like, yo, go ahead. Yo, go ahead. Yo, go ahead. Yo.
You can drink with me.
Yo, go ahead. Yo, go ahead. Yo.
You can drink with me next
and
time.
And then when I be with my peoples, this is how I'm informed now. Yeah. I'm like, y'all telling me about Courtney Booker.
Yeah. Courtney?
And that's everybody. Right. A Kardashian
you know
Booker.
I'm saying Courtney Booker and everybody. And I'm like,
it's Courtney with a K.
That's right.
Yeah.
So yes. Of any of the women running, tell me, like, is there one that...
I hope a shorty win.
Kamala?
I hope a woman win.
Kamala?
Is there a gay Kamala. Dude winning? Because
well,
is
there a
gay
dude? Everybody.
They would all have to
yo, is there a gay dude running?
Not yet, no.
That's who I would fuck with. Or a lesbian.
Courtney Booker.
So you don't care about what they're thinking about. You
as
just
long as
care
if they gay...
You're in.
I'm like, we solved everything.
Yeah.
Bring
the country together.
That's everything right there.
That,
gay
really?
People is you, them, everything.
Unite,
vibe.
Unite
and
through
redecorate the White House.
That's what I'm saying. Or the world. The
so
country.
Let me. I just want to make sure I understand.
You talk don't. To me. Talk to me.
I hope to God you don't.
Do it.
This hypothetical gay
president. Gay candidate.
Candidate.
President.
It's going to sweep the South.
Yeah. They're going to figure out the loopholes how to make the people that don't like them can't vote.
But it's going
to
be a mixed race Jewish gay candidate.
Yeah.
You got to include everybody.
It's got to be a lot. Yeah. It's got to
be like a
smorgasbord.
Yeah, like
it sounds like y'all never been to America in your life. Y'all sound like people who look outside into America
Touché.
And don't know what's going on here.
Touche. Touche. Touche.
Are you watching
Touché.
This on TV?
Oh, man.
Touche.
Like a black and white TV.
Oh, he just said Michelle Obama needs to run 2020.
Yeah,
she
I was
would
saying.
Win.
Yeah. I was thinking that too.
First of all,
fire. I'm buying the book. Hot fire. I'm buying the book. Hot fire. I'm buying the book. And hopefully I know somebody that I can get assigned.
Bye. First of all, why is the spouse of a motherfucker always up for the office?
And that's another thing I would argue Clinton may have fucked up because they're like, because Obama is, Michelle's great, don't get me wrong. But then she comes in like, oh, that's what Hillary Clinton did. That's what Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders would be president right now.
I don't think Michelle wants to run.
I don't think so either. It seems like
she's
it's
got
a headache.
Good life.
I think they're happy to not be doing it.
Yeah. Why? I remember like a week after when Trump got elected, everyone's like, oh, fuck. And Obama's like hanging out on the beach with
Coolin.
Richard Branson. He was so happy. I'm like, how is he not tortured? Like the rest of us.
First
it actually bothered me. I'm like, why are you not
he's
more perturbed?
He's in the best spot.
He's like,
ever.
Whatever, I'm done. I'm done.
When
now
did
I can
this,
chill.
When, now in public?
When did this spouse thing
Big
begin?
Newport.
Do you remember when it's like it
the
started?
Spouse. Well, I mean, I feel like.
Nobody said Reagan was so great. Nancy should run.
Yeah.
Nobody
no.
said that dumb great shit.
Yeah,
because
but Lady
you know
Bird
what happened?
Nobody
you know
said
happened?
That dumb shit.
But like I saw you sign, that was still the 80s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies wasn't talking up like that.
Were they?
They probably was,
weren't
but they was getting slapped in the face. You know how it was acceptable back then. It was
Jimmy
foul
Carter's,
shit.
Jimmy
acceptable now?
It was okay. foul shit. Yeah, it's very
Jimmy
foul.
Carter's wife had
it's
her own fucking
foul.
Staff meetings in the White House.
Well, she Lady Bird Johnson.
Lady Bird Johnson
yes,
said
and,
it on her
and
own
and
shit.
And Eleanor Roosevelt. They were amazing
so
ladies.
So it's been happening.
Ava Braun would help Hitler do
oh,
say.
Nobody said let's go for the wife now. I'm not saying when did that start.
When I think that couples, yeah, I don't have a good answer for
it
that.
Started from years.
You know what happened?
I think if the woman's not a guest, why
hold
not?
Hold on. You know what happened?
I don't mind it. I'm just
saying. There's always been queens who became king queen after the king died. Like,
I'm talking about American history, though.
But all politics is the same history.
I think it's comforting for people when a woman, when she's also super smart and equal, you know, an equal in intelligence and also has an experience being in the White House. It's okay. It's comforting for people to know, oh my God, she, you know, this woman's supremely intelligent. She's as accomplished as her husband. She was second fiddle, but she probably let these guys advise.
Right.
His wives advise. They're the brilliance behind the guy who's like,
but at the same time, you don't think they was having,
That was a goddamn good answer.
Thank you.
I concur.
Thank you.
I feel like there's probably like first lady banquets. And everybody's just chilling. Not the dudes is not there. They out doing some other shit, right? So the first ladies is all like, "Yo, so what you?" But she's like, "Yo, I told him to do that." Yeah,
yeah.
And the other shorty like, "Word, so I told him to bomb them too." And then the other shorty, and they like, "Yo, why we ain't running? They ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
They out here stressing, crying." Wilding out, fucking bitches we know about.
Yeah.
And we giving them that, and they still acting crazy.
It's no doubt that all women, powerful women, that's with powerful men,
strong, bro.
They are in the ear of their man,
heavy,
and most of them won't give up that secret because that's taken away from the power.
The president be crying, son,
because then that's when you lose it.
The president be crying to his first lady, like, "Yo,
you said that, son.
Why they don't love me? Why they don't love me?"
But the president needs a confidant, and it's usually that woman. I agree, but I think that's a great question. When did it become, you know, like, oh my God.
Well, I'm glad it's a thing. That's all I have
to say. No, I don't mind it. Okay, I understand when did it start.
It's a thing, but here's the thing. It's not a thing. What is this discussion? Yeah. Like, it was just Hillary, and Hillary was a politician. So it's not a thing. No one's actually saying, look, here's the thing. Michelle Obama hasn't been like, I'm running. Said that, it'd be a thing, but it's not a thing.
What you guys think when they were like, Oprah should run? Were you like, yeah? Or were you like, what the fuck? What are people thinking?
That's like, yo, LeBron coming to the Knicks. Nope.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe it's just society's come so far now because they respect and recognize women more. Think about it. Like, you know, 30, 40 years ago, they're like, you get to vote in this election. That's enough.
Yeah, you're lucky to be
voting.
But
now it doesn't take a genius. And they're like, okay, Obama, Michelle is in his ear and vice versa.
Yes.
Because it's his fucking wife.
She went
and
to the
he
same
confides
schools.
In her.
It's just everybody's dumb wishful thinking. They know she's not going to run. She's never expressed any interest in running. She's not a politician. And people are just like, I miss Obama. So we need to get around the loop. We need to hack an Obama thing so that we can get another Obama.
Yo, what's Trump's
wife's
name?
It's the only way. Melania.
Imagine if she was the president.
Mamuzo.
She would be delightful.
Mamuzo.
She can't run. She wasn't born here.
What about the chick from House of Cards?
Hallways of that White House in a thong.
Who's that? That's a freaking Netflix special.
Oh, the Princess
Bride. No, the show.
What is
this? Are you talking about?
The chick from House of Cards. Robin Wright.
Robin Wright.
I almost said Penn, but
what about her?
She's aged well.
She's female president on House of Cards.
She's so hot.
What's her name? Did that about Gina Davis? Did it like fucking years ago?
I was on that show, Commander in Chief.
There you go.
But she was vice president, and she got the gig there. Glenn Close was president.
How you even throw
Gino
even throwing shade to a fucking character.
I know.
Who's in power, female funny. Power.
I wouldn't even hire, I wouldn't even cast you. The casting upset me. That just made me uncomfortable.
She had it handed to her, he said.
Fuck.
The script. It was a script, Gino.
She got nominated because she, yeah.
Yeah, okay. She didn't win it.
All right.
Neither did, what's her name?
Because Kevin Spacey.
Claire.
Yeah.
Claire.
I love that show.
Claire Underwood.
I stopped watching.
The last season was weak.
Oh, why? Because Kevin wasn't in it?
Yeah, okay. In a way.
I don't know. I got tired of the... Kevin was too much for me after a while. Oh, and he's like staring in the camera. It was too much.
House
of Cards.
Oh, House of Cards.
Yeah,
well,
Kevin
the first
Spacey.
Couple seasons, even the last season with him wasn't that good. But the end, they're like, all right, let's just try and jam this all together.
Did they kill him off on air?
Yeah, he died of a heart attack. You find out in the final minute of the final episode how he actually died.
No, then she killed him.
You find out in the final minute of the final episode.
My heart!
Yeah, sorry.
It wasn't her.
Who the fuck
did he die under the avalanche of young boycocks?
My heart!
That's how I would have wrote it.
Is that how the episode
did he die under avalanche of young boycocks?
That's
going to
kill them.
Sounds like dream to me.
That'll do it.
Avalanche of boycocks.
I don't know why, but I just see Rodney's face right there. That's how he felt. Ah, shit. Going under.
Lord
of avalanche
mercy.
Of boycocks.
So you went to high school and everything in Israel?
Yeah, high school in the army, and then I came back here.
Did you really?
So you probably speak at least how many languages?
Two.
Just two?
Thank you, Speedy. I speak a little Italian, but yeah.
Piccolo, piccolo, yeah, piccolo, yeah,
piccolo, exactly. Piccolo.
So, were you married? Were you married when you came from Israel?
No, I wasn't married.
Okay, got out of high school or college?
No.
Oh, you came. When did you you grow up there?
I grew up here. I was in the Bronx till I was 13. Okay, my parents got divorced.
That's what it is.
I moved to Israel, planted some trees with my mom. My dad stayed in the Bronx.
Yeah, that's like the Israeli Fresh Prince version.
It is, exactly. And then I was in intelligence for 2 years in the army. And then I traveled around.
Two more than you, Sharon.
Yeah,
that's right.
I traveled like most Israelis after the army. We backpack through Asia for like a year.
Wow.
So I backpacked through Asia when I was 19, and I wrote a book called Dork Whore. About that, because I was trying to lose my virginity. I was a virgin when I left.
So do whore mean whore?
Whore. Dork whore. Yes.
So you were a virgin when you left?
When I left to go. Yeah, when I went to Asia.
But when you came back?
I was not.
Okay, when did it happen?
No, actually, that's not true. I lost it to a cucumber first, no joke.
Okay.
Because the penetration was freaking me out. So I had and American cucumbers are much larger than Israeli.
You better
cucumbers.
Believe it. Yeah, you better
believe
Israeli
one. Ones. We're number
But you really are. It's frightening because, you know, they sell those Persian cucumbers. Yeah. You know, the Persian ones. Those are, like, doable for a sprite.
You ever see Asian cucumbers?
Boy.
Those are bikinis.
But the American ones were, like, fucking huge. And it really, you know.
Those
are
bikinis.
So anyway, and then I went to go to college back in the States.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where was it in Asia that it
the
went
cucumber?
Down. No, fuck the cucumber.
Oh, no, the fucking ended up happening in college.
In America, number one.
In Rhode Island.
Told you.
But let the record show, the cucumber still sends a Christmas card.
Yes. Cucumber was very festive.
He's still being a DM.
It was a festive.
You good?
He sends cucumber pics.
I got to separate those two.
No.
You'd be like,
so who was it, an Israeli? Did you go to?
Yeah, I was an Israeli.
Why would you leave all the way from Israel?
I know.
Hike through Asia.
You're right.
Come to America and still fucking Israeli.
But it was bad. It was just to get it over with. It was like a 4-minute deal.
To get it out the way?
The minute he was inside, I'm like, thank you so much, and you're done. And he's like, am I? And then, yeah.
And he kept going. He's like, no, we're not done.
Fine.
We're not done.
It ain't over.
They really are. Like,
this ain't over.
Sorry.
They're both wearing orange.
You got to focus. You put that brown looking down. You don't need no more of that.
I'm just saying.
So did you ever date a non-Israeli?
Oh, yeah, of course. No, I've
in the States.
Thousands.
Okay, thousands.
Well, hundreds at least.
Dorkor.
No, I had three black boyfriends.
Your parents knew about them?
Yeah.
You said
yeah,
why parents, you have to think about that though? I saw that hesitation.
I was excited to share with you. No, my parents know it. My parents could care less.
Okay.
My mom is not the typical Jewish mom. They never assumed I was going to get married or have kids. Like, they're like, whatever. We give up hope. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
They call you the cucumber girl. So
yeah,
they
exactly. They don't like vegetables. So,
cukes.
Cute.
So it was never weird dating outside your race. What about a Puerto Rican dude? You had a Puerto Rican boyfriend? Up in the Bronx?
Argentinian. Does that count?
That's like Italian. Okay. That's fancy. That's
is
like,
it fancy?
That's
you're
Poupon,
right.
Coupon. You know what I'm saying? That's different. Coupon.
Buenos Aires.
Yeah, that's a little different.
No. But yeah, black. No, Puerto Rican.
Was it a weird mix when you grew up in the Bronx and then you left?
It was
all
very
this
difficult. It was really fucking difficult
to go into Israel.
Yes.
Well, y'all moved into Tel Aviv.
Yeah. Herzliya, which is near Tel Aviv.
Right.
But yeah. When I was living here, I went to a Jewish. My parents are not religious. Most Israelis are not religious. They're kind of anti-religion, secular. One. Yeah.
Totally.
So my parents, to learn Hebrew, they put me in an Orthodox Jewish school, and so I would be like studying Torah by day, and then my dad would try and feed me bacon at night. Like I was leading this double life.
Right.
And then we moved to Israel.
That's hot.
And thank you. And then everybody like hated God. They're like, oh, you fuck, you know, like it was like this anti, it was such a jar, you know. Mm-hmm. And Israelis are, you know.
What do you mean they hated God? Like, what was it like?
Well, it's very, Tel Aviv is very secular.
Yeah. Right.
And there's a lot of animosity towards the Orthodox community. I mean, it's just,
none of the cool kids do Jew shit.
Yeah.
In Israel, except for the Jew, because the Jews are so out there. Like, I mean, they're all Jews, but the Orthodox Jews are so out there.
Right.
It's like so massively uncool and just like unpleasant. And they also make it weird for everybody else. Everybody's like, fuck this. I don't want any part of it.
Right.
And yeah, it's just like so not cool to do that.
But is
it so extreme?
But I gotta tell you, it's tricky though.
They have Shabbat dinner and stuff. It's not like
people do the traditions, but once you're in Israel, you don't feel a need to be like, I'm Jewish. You're like, we're in the land of the Jews. You know what I mean?
The I'm Jewish
here,
thing is for here.
Exactly.
You have to
it's the diaspora.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Over there, we get it.
No, but it's hard.
It is
like
hard.
You know, it's a 6-day work week there. People work on Sundays too.
Right.
So when the Orthodox Jews are in government and they're trying to be like, no movies on set, and that doesn't happen anymore. But it used to be like, you can't, you know, all the stores are closed on Saturday.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, but now, but it's, you know, it's slowly changing. And now you couldn't, on Passover, you couldn't find bread. Now they're like, we have bakeries. You know what I mean? Like, it's nobody gives a shit. It's like, but I
so do you see the Orthodox like sometimes protest in these places that are open on these Sabbath days?
No, I think the Orthodox community, extreme ones are in very secluded communities. Uh-huh. And if you go there, which I understand, and you disrespect them on the, you know what I mean? Then they're going to get pissed off. Like you're driving your car through an ultra-Orthodox and they're going to, you know, throw rocks at your car,
no,
dog shit.
No, fuck it. There's no excuse for rock throwing. You can drive wherever the fuck you want. They can stay home and not drive. And then if you drive through their street, I don't believe in that.
I have no problem if it's there, like it's literally gated community. You know what I mean?
But that's who gets to just have entire chunks? They're like, we're the chosen of the chosen. This is our chunk of chosen land for the extra, extra special. Like, fuck you guys.
Okay.
Jew fight. Jew fight. Jew fight. Jew fight.
I'm so like, I don't feel that empathy towards it. Like,
oh, it's not empathy. I'm just about like respect. Like, I have no problem.
Can I tell you something as a resident? As a resident BX Jew?
Here we go.
As a Sephardic Jew?
This is like the Jew splainer. Do you know what I mean? It's like when Petey,
As a Sephardic Jew?
Uh-huh. You I'm know, also Sephardic, by the way.
Born and raised in the Boogie Down. I just want to say this to all my Jews out there, whether you Israeli, whether you from the west side, the south side, the north side, the east side. Right. Let's just get this money like we've been doing. Fuck if we talk about. It ain't about riders and punks.
It ain't.
It ain't about bitches and hoes.
No, it ain't.
It's about getting this motherfucking bag, baby.
What are you getting ready? It's all about the Benjamins, like that, what was
her
name?
Don't forget it, though.
That representative, yeah.
Can't say that Jew money anymore.
Oh, we got to get this money.
Yes, don't forget.
What are we talking about?
Unfortunately, I'm not privy to that money. Yeah, maybe when you become a comic, that rules you out of that
grouping.
Oh,
you got to tap into your DNA streams. Yeah. That's what I did. I was able to tap into my Sephardia that was inside of me. Right. Pulled it out, and now I spread it around with my family. Okay. Chosen crew, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
You seen it. Yeah. Family, man.
It's a lot of fucking inner beef. Do you ever go to, you know, in Brooklyn where the Orthodox Jews live over there?
I don't. I had a guy on my podcast. Ultra Orthodox Jew that came on my podcast that actually left the faith and became very secular.
Is he a DJ now?
Well, no, but he now coaches other Orthodox Jews that want to leave on dating and getting dressed because these guys are dressed like 1850.
He made a business out of it.
Oh my God. Yes, he did.
Get this money, baby.
But he's amazing. I mean, he literally left like his, you know, it was a big deal. Took his kids with him. Like, it's hard to leave. I mean, it's a big fucking deal.
Is it harder than like leaving like the Mormons in Chile?
It's all hard. I mean, there's these support groups that actually deal with, like, there's one about faith that I did research on. They all, like, it's Mormons, Christians, Jews, Muslims, you know, Muslim women running off from, like, you know, one. I think there's this famous woman that was married to a guy in ISIS, and she left. I'm like, it's a big...
It's like, I thought she said through thick and thin, though. She said through thick and thin. Now she want to skate because he's extremist?
Yeah, exactly.
Ultra?
That's selfish, bitch.
Yo, what's ultra Jew like? The hat is, like, got blades on it. How would make you ultra? Like, you just regular, you just roll, you Orthodox.
It's
man.
About praying. It's about how many, who's more.
Oh, it's like, yo, I'm
chosener.
It's how much.
Yeah, who's
like,
more
it's
chosener?
Like,
chosener. Chosener.
Who's
chosen-er.
More chosener?
Chosener.
Chosen-er.
I like chosener.
Well, there are a lot of the ultra Orthodox don't believe in the state of Israel. They believe that Israel only exists once the Messiah comes. Mm-hmm. They don't even believe in the properness and the existence
of Israel. I feel
like
I'm ultra now.
Yeah, boy.
Not as explained it.
Just what we need. More people not loving Israel. It's great.
Wait, so these, the ultra Jews, do they fight against the state of Israel?
No, they don't fight. They're saying they don't accept. Like, there are a lot of religious Jews that actually serve in the army and they're Zionists, but there's a whole slew. I mean, there's like anything. There's
a
slew.
There's like a million different
It's a wide spectrum. Everybody's got their rabbi and their guru and whatever. And
it just it depends on how much of like your life it fucks up, how ultra Orthodox, how ultra you are. You know what I mean? Like, my life is affected little.
Yeah.
You know? And I like will do some stuff and not others. And it's like I don't have to believe certain shit or do anything at all. So I'm pretty secular.
Yo, my life is so ultra. I eat bacon. I got bacon IVs.
You're so self.
I'm still not believing this Sephardic shit, though. I'm not buying it. I'm not fucking buying it.
You're winning me over.
Stealth ass Sephardic.
I am not fucking buying it.
I don't even see him coming for
you. Your girlfriend's Jewish, though, right?
You know, everything I do is Jewish. I don't really put it out there.
He won't date outside the faith. He won't date outside the faith.
Sometimes I eat ribs with Muslims on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Pork ribs. Not to be confused with the beef ribs. Pork ribs. And sometimes I eat beef ribs with my Indian Muslims. Muslims, you know what I'm saying?
To kick it up a peg.
Yeah, mix it up.
Benazir Bhutto, another female leader. Sorry, I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yo, Shabba Baba.
There we go. Bhutto was the prime minister?
What? Shabba Bhutto.
She might have been.
Fact check.
She might have been.
Did you say fat?
Fat chick.
Oh, I was like, a fat chick? What are you talking about? That's foul.
She was not a fat chick.
I said, that's foul. Fat chick.
Not focused.
You got me drinking and smoking them weeds.
Yeah.
You guys came in here. It's more like a dispensary. I'm like, is it?
Many.
I'm smoking, though.
Go right to my uterus, dude.
Funny. Are they going to legalize it here? Because I'm like, in LA, it's so fucking organized. Is it done?
Legalized. I mean, you don't, I mean.
But is the weed here, because I don't smoke weed anymore. But in LA, I remember the weed was so strong it fucking knocked me out. But here, I feel like the weed always looked a little sad and like polluted.
No, you got to get it from the right place.
Okay.
It's so good.
Okay.
It's just so much.
Everything in New York feels, it looks like that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's like run over by a truck and rat shit. Yeah.
Gino, you grew up where?
South Jersey on a farm.
Jersey.
We grew cucumbers.
What do you mean on a farm?
The large ones or the Persian?
Yeah, the biggest farm in South Jersey.
That makes a lot of sense.
You just touched your nipples when you said that? I was like, what is that about? He's like, you got hello.
That makes a lot of
I did.
He's a fucking farm boy.
I did, but I've been here long.
No, what kind of farm? Was it an active farm? Like
produce farm, yeah.
Okay. What is it, like tomatoes and shit? Apples and
cucumbers.
Tomatoes, cucumbers, eggplants, no offense. We had squash.
That's not an offense. That's a shout out.
we had Jerusalem artichokes. We had all that shit. Hot peppers, okra.
Did they still? Your family still owns a farm?
No, we lost a farm like in the late 90s.
Because y'all was drinking and gambling.
Everyone's got it because we had the.
Wait, who was it? Was it your grandparents' farm?
It was my grandparents' farm. Then it was handed down to my parents.
And your parents sold it?
Visconti Farms in Rosenhain, and my mother's side of family was the Bridget of Farms in Vineland. They were both farmers.
And they fucked
it
up. That's what they did. Farmers fucked.
Yo, Sherrod, they fucked it up.
So you grew up
Italian farmers.
Yeah. Is this like a Cherry Hill?
Vineland, New Jersey.
Vineland.
Yeah.
Ooh, they
fun fact, Vines. It is the largest. Vineland is the largest city in all of New Jersey area wise.
That's like saying
it's a fact.
The largest tumor in my penis.
It's the largest. If anything ever happened to Trenton,
my anus sounds more appropriate.
What else could fucking happen to Trenton? Vineland would become the capital.
So Vineland, and is it southwest?
Oh, it's way south.
I know it's way south, but
simply put, if you know where Philly is and Atlantic City is, if you were to drive southeast from Philly to Atlantic City, you would go right through Vineland.
Southeast.
Southeast.
Is it still a farm?
That means
south side.
Is it on the water, like near Atlantic City?
No, it's right. It's like 45 minutes northwest of Atlantic City.
Okay, what? That's okay. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying you're driving from Philly, so you're going south.
Right. Okay,
you ever tipped a cow?
No, we didn't have cow.
So you went to a high school in...
You were homeschooled? Homeschooled?
No.
I'm just saying.
This is to make sense.
This is before
to make sense, goddamn.
He's making butter after school.
No, I went to school in a...
Churning.
I touched my tits again. That's weird. I went to school, a prep school in South Jersey.
That sounds like you went to school with Laura Ingalls, motherfucker.
Here's the thing. I was born and raised on a farm, and my cousins lived across the street. We all grew up and worked on the farm. But my mother, who saw generation after generation, she's like, my boys aren't going to be farmers. So when we went to high school, she didn't send us to Vineland High.
Okay.
She sent us to this school in Richland called St. Augustine Prep.
Okay.
Which is a fucking...
It sounds Catholic.
Yeah. It's Jesuit. But it's a compound
Jesuits
now.
Are good. Jesuits are good with education.
But it was nice. So I wound up not hanging out with
them. They know their Jesuits. Shit, Jesuits.
I fucked with Jesuits.
So what happened? So you went to school. What was it? What grade was it?
I went to high school there. 9 through 12.
9 through 12.
And then I went to University of Delaware. And then I moved up here and started doing stand-up.
You did go to Delaware.
Yeah, you would have been.
Oh, is that Delaware State?
No. UD, Blue Head.
University of Delaware.
That's a great school. Party school. All chicks.
Yo,
what did I do?
School,
what a dude.
Yeah.
He's such a dude.
Real party is when you drop out of school.
It was really good. Why? I don't know what that means.
It is a party school.
It really is.
And it's hard to get through that school because you
How are you so familiar with fucking University of Delaware?
I went to College of Maryland.
Okay.
Okay.
I went to Morgan State in Baltimore.
Oh, that's great.
Be more.
That whole area is great.
HSBC.
It's all colleges in that whole area.
Are you like me?
You went to an HSBC college?
No doubt, baby, all day.
I don't think I was smart, but I was a good student. I think there's a difference. It's not like I got out of school and I'm like, now let me get my doctorate. It's like I like just partied. I got really good grades.
Who else?
I'm like
when you were in high school, who else from your neighborhood went to that prep school other than you and your brother?
Nobody. They were all farmers.
And where are they now?
I don't know.
Shout out to your moms.
Let me check my Facebook friends.
Shout out to your moms because you would have been
Which
old
one?
McDonald.
Yeah.
If she ain't saying that,
hey, dude, that's the way to be farm to table organic produce. Those guys make
bank
now.
But then you would have been killing too, though. You would have been making money off the organic
shit. We were Sephardic farmers. I don't know if you know
Cucumbers for the virgins. That's the new market.
We did.
Okay.
We grew up on a
farm. I'm just saying.
I forget that because
it will sell. I need silicone vibrators.
So
listen,
long.
You go see.
So, do like your cousins and shit still live down there too? Or they all?
One of my cousins is still there. Everyone else got the fuck out. There's nothing.
Everybody
my,
else started
my
reading.
All kidding aside, just died. That was the last vestige of it.
Wow, right. It's like, you know, religion. Like everybody stops doing their parents' religion.
Yeah, but the house is still there. We didn't sell it yet, so it's
oh,
like,
you own the house. Hi, how are you?
Hey, that's where I park my apartment. I mean,
was that like prep school all boys?
Yes, fact. It was.
So you had to go to the all-girls school.
And let
fuck?
Me tell you, in hindsight, I like I fake. Hated it at the time because, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to be gay. Yeah. But I'm glad now that I went to an all-boy high school.
I know you
your
are.
Your hormones are fucking raging.
I can tell by the stretch.
Because your hormones are
touching
raging.
His nipples again.
And if you really want to focus on school, you're not going to sit there next to a chick that looked like this.
Yeah, but you
like,
got to
oh
release. So what'd you do? You just implode? You just jack off a lot?
Did I mention how many cucumbers there were on my farm?
Yeah. Yeah. The place was lousy with cucumbers.
That's so funny.
You can have a different cucumber every
wait,
night.
Okay.
But didn't your prep school have like a sister school?
That's what saying, the fucking school.
Our Lady of Mercy
y'all used
Academy.
To high school rape all the time.
Yeah. Oh, the things I did to Mary Ellen Eccleston. They'll never find her body. Jeez. They're going to look.
They
what?
Bust don't girls in there so y'all can fucking assault them.
Oh, Jesus.
It's so long.
Were you in a fraternity?
No.
Were there a lot of fraternities?
Yeah, at Delaware, but we
were, a bunch, yeah.
But we were like our own fraternity of non, you know, we were those guys. Oh, we don't need a fraternity. We're, you know, we were.
Can I ask a fraternity question? Because in Israel, we didn't, you know, but in most colleges, is there one that's like very like racially mixed, or the fraternities like Phi Alpha,
some
Phi?
Are.
You know what I mean? There
no,
are okay.
Some are mixed, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. They've, but more popular people feel like I want to be tight with my community. And
there was an
like,
AE Pi, which was
like
the Jewish
Greeks,
one.
Like the black
the
ones.
One.
Usually,
isn't that Alpha Phi Alpha or something?
There's a bunch of them. Okay. Alpha Phi Alpha is the first one. Then you got Omega Psi Phi, the dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got
Sigma
I know a guy. He literally got branded with the fraternity. That's intense.
That's because it's real life.
Boys do, baby. Roman do, baby.
You know what I'm saying? I got a brand too.
Is it though? Did you get branded?
No, I didn't get branded.
Sephardic. Just a map of Spain on your
I went to, I was a Fife dog kappa.
Fife dog kappa?
Yeah, Fife dog kappa.
Fife dog kappa?
Isn't a fife an instrument?
Nah.
Okay.
What were you?
It was in Queens.
I didn't pledge anything.
Oh,
I had my
did?
Own organization in college. Yeah, I didn't.
You mean your own organization?
I just started my own shit.
What was your own? What was your organization?
He was the Escobar of college.
TTC for life.
Thank you. Thank you. I was about to point to you to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
TTC for life, babe. All
right. Cut the check. Cut the check.
Yeah, cut the check.
Cut the check.
But yeah, we just started our own organization, and we used to fucking throw parties.
Oh, right on.
We used to,
what was the theme of the year? Like, what was the mission statement?
But it was the tenacious, talented, and capable. So it was just young white
dudes. Oh, look at you. Inspirational.
We still do scholarship galas every year for homeless.
Galas? Not no fucking get
together. Downtown Baltimore.
Wow.
Inner Harbor. We raise money for all these kids to go to college.
That's amazing.
And it's
awesome.
Doing for all
that's
Baltimore local kids in Baltimore. Yeah.
Boys and girls.
Most of us
oh,
Baltimore,
boy.
Sorry.
Wow.
Why is this pointing at me?
Why?
Crossing.
Yeah, most of us, we were from New York and New Jersey, most of us. But we try to raise money for the like young boys in Baltimore.
Yo, the local, the locals didn't like y'all, right?
You came not at
in
first.
With your fast
not at first.
Talking all fast.
And fucking all the girls, they like that.
You're coming in there with your jiggy ass leathers. you're looking for slick. Yeah, you're looking for slick. Yeah, you're coming in here trying to fuck all our girls,
we here in there with the Timbs, baby. Yeah,
man. Y'all got the different shape ups. Get out of here, son. Fuck out of here, son. That nigga's different.
Them niggas had temper tapers.
Yeah,
out. Tape out temples, baby.
But then, so then y'all came together.
We came together. Positivity. Positive shit.
That's really great.
On the campus.
No, that's awesome. That's
it's
awesome.
Still going on to this day, and I'm proud of that.
What is called again? TCT?
TTC. Tenacious, Talented, and Capable.
For life.
For life, baby!
You got merch?
Yeah, we got some merch.
Okay.
We got hats and
I want a TTC
bags
hat.
Fucking,
tote?
Yeah.
Get a tote?
A tote.
Or a backpack?
It's a tote and a backpack.
Oh,
we got them all.
Wow.
We got a whole
thing. You merched out.
I used to own a clothing store when I was in college called Materialistic. With a K at the end. It's a K. We threw the K.
Okay.
That's so you know it's cool.
Very high tech. Yeah.
Because everybody in my
That's why they didn't like you in Baltimore. Extra shit for no reason.
Most of the people in my school, we used to, you know, we commuted from New York. Not commuted, but we came down from New York to go away for college.
Right.
But most of us had to come home to get gear because we wanted to buy shit. So we just said, let's get a store and bring all our shit here. Like two couple
y'all going
from
to the
school.
Fashion district and getting
a
cheap.
We had Parasuco. Oh, we had a count.
The Schmata, the Schmata district.
You went to the Schmata district.
You gotta talk like
an idiot. A bunch of bags.
You come back and you're like, yo, this is the fly shit. Y'all will look like us.
And most of our fucking clientele turned to be like Baltimore people.
The local Baltimore.
So like that's all year round. It was dope.
Wow.
They want maybe open up a second videos. Location.
Look at you. Oh. Franchising materialistic.
We bought the second building for $800.
Oh, ooh. Jesus. I'm sure that hasn't gone up yet, has it? Baltimore?
Yeah.
Real estate prices. No,
it's up now.
It's like $1,200.
Yeah.
It's $850.
Market's booming. Everybody wants to live here. Fuck. Open a pan quotidien.
Well, the fucking three-story building.
Pan quotidien.
It was three stories. Three stories.
Wow.
You have no idea.
Three stories?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have like a lingerie section?
First time hearing about it. It's my own
no
dad.
No lingerie. Okay,
that was a Carter. That was a Carter.
The Carter, like a, what's the New Jack? Yeah.
Imagine
when the cops came in, I was like, burn all, yo, destroy the tapes. I lived with three other dudes, and we had a house in the college. And we used to fuck in here so much. We used to say, if anybody came in here, we have to burn slow jam tapes. Get the keep sweat, nigga.
Yo, throw that H-Town away. Throw that H-Town away. Flush it. Flush the H-Town CD.
Auto reverse. You took me back there,
flush
man.
It. That's fine. You're knocking the box.
Flush it. Let's do plug-y plugs.
This
let's plug it up.
Plug it. Plug it.
What do you got to plug? Some plug-ins?
I have my X-Ray podcast, hey. X-R-A-E, pod.com. Yes. I host it as my alter ego, Raylan Casper White, who's a Southern intellectual, professional baby surrogate, and life coach.
And you just have the live show.
I had a live show at the Comedy Cellar. My next live show is Stand Up New York on March 13th.
Boom.
I have my Just the Tip comedy show at Gold Bar, which PD has done.
And just the tip.
Sherrod. Yeah, Just the Tip. Not the way I like it. And
you want balls in, huh?
All the way in.
It's originally called the whole cake.
Pancreas in. And irisbar.com. IRISBAHR.com. Thank you.
Boom. Baby girl?
I guess my next show is this Friday at midnight. Aaliyah's show. Hardcore comedy at the Creek and Cave.
Nice.
Come chill with me.
Come chill with me, Pedo.
Yo, PD's joke. P-D-E-E-Z jokes. And just fucking Google me, man. If you like me, if you like, yo, who's that? Ain't no fucking nigga find me, man. I'm out here. I'm local, man. I'm not really out everywhere else. I'm local New York City. Come through, man. Underground. You might see me with Sherrod.
Yes, sir.
You might see me telling Gino, get off me. You know what I'm saying?
But you can going right me. For the testicles. I see it.
Gene?
Hey, you can hear me Monday through Thursday, Compound Media on In Hot Water with the hilarious Aaron Berg. Yeah, and just check out Gino Biscani. Any way you spell it, trust me.
Aaron got to come on, too. I don't think he's been on a show before.
Oh, he sends his love, by the way. I just sent him a picture.
Tell him I said
out.
For the baby. He'll get it.
What's that?
For the baby.
Doing it right now.
Sherrod said for the baby.
Do it for the baby.
This cast is for the baby, not do it.
For the baby.
I want to say thank you because, you know, a lot of times we be in the underworld and you be like, yo, come through, and every time I see you, you be like, yeah, you did my shit. You did the show every time. I'm like, nah, I never. We just hang out in real life, and then
yeah. So thanks thank for coming so through. Yeah, love you, Pete.
Oh, yo, Karen Margolis on Instagram, KerenMargolis. And I am around and I'll be at, I don't know, doesn't matter, Black Cat at 10 o'clock on Friday. And then
that matters.
Beauty Bar at 8 o'clock on Friday.
Boom.
Can you follow me? Because I have 830 followers on Instagram. I'm trying to get to 850.
What's
so
your,
yeah, what's the Instagram? What's your Instagram?
IRIS dot. B-A-H-R.
Oh, you got a dot?
I have a dot. I don't know B-A-H-R, why. I'm terrible at this shit. Iris dot bar. I'm trying to get me to 850. I'll be happy. 900, I'll really feel like I've arrived.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
We got you.
Will you follow me too, Sherrod?
Definitely. I think I already follow you.
Do you?
I think so, but I'll check.
All right, check.
He's not going to follow you.
It's a great space. A lot of fun stuff happens there.
All right. We're following you.
Cucumbers.
I will say this, and I went the other way. If you just Google Iris Bar Instagram, it comes right up. It's a top one to make sure people know that.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, don't ever sleep on Google.
Don't sleep on Google. It's your leader, right? Anywho, what a great episode of Race Wars. We did it again. So make sure you check me. I got a show. I'm doing an hour at the Comedy Cellar at 6 p.m. on Saturday, February 16th. And then I got a bunch of Small World Comedy shows coming up. So go to smallworldcomedy.com. And Vegas, back in Vegas, April 1st through the 7th.
Okay.
The Rio, baby. We doing it again. We're going to do it again.
Happy B-Day, Mama Sherrod.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right. Oh, that's depressing.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Mom.